6. The Mardler. A roundup of stray news and previews from around the county. If you've something to share, email emma.lee@norfolkmag.co.uk.
Paddington extends his stay in the city. After delighting tens of thousands of visitors, the much-loved Paddington bench will remain in the grounds of Norwich Cathedral for a further 12 months. Since being unveiled in February, close to the cathedral's herb garden, Paddington has become a must-see attraction, drawing people eager to snap a photo with the marmalade-loving bear, to sit with him enjoying a contemplative moment or a sandwich. Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich BID, said, "Paddington has been a wonderful addition to our city, capturing the hearts of residents and visitors alike. From the moment the statue arrived, we saw the positive impact. In February half-term alone, more than 250 people an hour were visiting the bench, with over 70% of them travelling in from outside Norwich. We're delighted that the statue will remain here for another year." Norwich was awarded the Paddington Bench after winning a nationwide competition.
Great Yarmouth Heritage Project needs you. As part of the project to restore the Grade 2 listed Art Deco Iron Duke pub in Great Yarmouth, an online heritage experience and in-person events are being planned, and organisers are looking for your memories. Community Engagement Officer Ash Ford McAllister says this initial event will be focusing on Great Yarmouth during the 1930s and 1940s, and I'm keen to engage with people who are involved with crafts such as lace making and embroidery, as well as those who have knowledge of family members' experiences of the world of work and of unemployment at the time, especially if people have records and diaries of family members who were involved with the Herring Girls strike of 1936, or who were working as publicans in the pub trade between the 1930s and 1940s. Get in touch, please, by emailing irondukegreatyarmouth@gmail.com.
Hidden Broad Gem in Wildlife Trust Care. Norfolk Wildlife Trust has acquired Sotsall Broad near Ranworth Village to create a new publicly accessible wildlife haven in the heart of the Broads. The Broad itself is approximately 1.2 hectares in area, and the whole site covers nearly 25 hectares. The site's not only a haven for the wildlife of the secluded Broad, but also the diverse species that make a home within the valley's bluebell wood, alder car, wet woodland, mature tussock sedges, sunny grassland, and wet scrub and dikes. NWT was offered the opportunity to buy the site from a private seller, Julie Pooley, in memory of her late husband David. He bought the land in 2005 and spent decades restoring the site for wildlife. Julie said, "We're really sad to let Sotsall Broad go, but we know Norfolk Wildlife Trust is the perfect new owner for David's much-loved slice of the Norfolk Broads, and that it will be well cared for and treasured in their hands." The charity is continuing to raise funds towards habitat restoration and improving public access to the site. To find out more, visit norfolkwildlifetrust.org.uk/Sotsall Broad Appeal.